second half of Ois Mem Gimel. So we see Palais Magarag Lecho, the Ashut Chabad Rabbeinu, Michael Mishta, Bechomene Sechel, Al Tati Yimina Smol, Bidibarecho, Vasporas Panim Im Hamuna, Bidai Fach Rashol. Okay. So we hear Lechara the Nakuda of Vasporas Panim Im Hamuna, Bidai Fach Rashol, that the Hemshech of Palais Magarag Lecho, Pashat can't mean the issue here is stressing the point of balance. What does he mean? So first a few things. Just what does Baruch Panim Im Hamuna mean? Person should recover something to share upon the office. So what is the Muna? So there's two. There's one mahalach that I saw. One mahalach I was wondering if maybe it's not pshat. It's these drush. So Im Hamuna means in the sense that it has to be real. We all can tell there's a person who greets you and he's very nice to you and very sweet, etc. And he really, really is happy to see you. And there's a person who's very good at greeting people. It's a good social skill. My sure one time accused me. He was teasing me a little bit. So when I go to a simcha, I do a lot of schmoozing with people when I'm there. If you haven't noticed by now, I'm pretty good at schmoozing with people. So I go to a simcha. It takes me a very long time. I go to a simcha. It's like one person after the next. I'm just schmoozing with them. How are they doing? My sister says to me, "So you're running for office? You look like you're canvassing in the crowd." I said, "I am, but it's a different reason." But I told them this. But the difference is between me and them is I actually enjoy seeing the people. They're not just academics for a vote. I enjoy seeing the people. Our candidates nowadays, a lot of them, that's not the reality. See, so sort of what I mean, it means that but the Altav and Kelman took it a step further. The real root of this idea is if you see that in the person, the Chashivas, that he was something which he was, he's a Nivra of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, B'Tzelem Elokim, he's a Barim Lamokim, and that's where you come from. So then you'll have the true respect and the excitement of seeing the person that you're doing, because you're embarrassed or because of chanifas or because of whatever it is that you want, not because you truly relate to the reality, the chashivas which is there. It's lacking. So the Alter Zehil says the Im Hamuna is referring to the Muna in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which, from the proper angle. That's how he suggested. One suggestion is that the comma is in the wrong place. The comma goes after his first punim. Hamuna is going back to Michael Mishta Midasecha Midarecha as far as punim. Right, all of these things. If you have a Muna, you'll be able to create the control and the balance that you need in your life. It's binyan wise, I find that to be difficult, a little difficult in pshat. Pashas mean honestly. He means the kuda of as far as part of Im Hamuna that should be in a real way. You're enamored to the person. So Chazal have a tremendous amount of Pasuk says Bakei Shalom Rifeyu. Supposed to be Red of Shalom. So certain people which I believe are Red of Shalom. They make Shalom that something that they want to destroy, and they're Red of it. So the Kimi Bakei is on your door, right? Right, that's a good thing, Baruch Hashem. But the Chazal Darshan Red Mi Red of Shalom means the person seeks out Shalom. Chazal very strong Lashonos about this. The Medrash, it's a Parshas. The end of Shoftim. I think it's the end of Shoftim. Talks about the pasuk talks about when you come to Hilachim Alad, across Alad Shalom, you offer Shalom to the. So there, the Medrash goes a full list of the miles of Shalom, and it talks about you should write of Shalom. You should mevaka Shalom in your city, be right of it in another city. I mean, if you run to another city to get the Shalom, you should do that. Mevaka with your Krivim, you should be right of it. If the people should not Krivim, there's a whole list of that. Seek out Shalom as much as you can to the point that even if you have to be right of after it, etc. Pasha is what he means, and the Hampshire over here is there's no balance when it comes to Shalom. Right? Michael, you have to do it with the balance. Mishnah, you have to do it with the balance. Midosech, you have to do it with the balance. Midibarech, you have to do it with the balance. When it comes to Shalom, be right of Shalom. Right? So, Shalom is something which is so important that, you know, even if it means it's something which is not balanced, you know. Okay, I have somebody which, you know, if you want to look at it honestly, there's, you know, there's two sides to the situation, and he should be about to do something, I should be about to do something. But he's not going to be about to do something. Okay, so now what? So if it means you have to bend over backwards, you go beyond your midpoint and still meet the person all the way at the other end for Shalom purposes, it's Kedai, because the final result is so significant that it's worth it. That's the Chabas Chaim has this whole slew of midrashim about the Ma'ala of Shalom, that, you know, even if Klai Yisrael is over the Zorah, if they're b'shalom with each other, B'shalom can't punish Klai Yisrael. But once they separate, then they can be punished. And he brings Chazal, midrashim, etc. Why is it so important? Okay, so I just want to clarify one thing, that you know, so it sounds like, you know, bishmata, and that's okay because it's b'shalom. B'shalom b'mroim of yes, b'shalom alena v'kayosav b'mroim. So what's b'shalom b'mroim? So the matter says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes the malach of Eish, the malach of Maim, and they get along with each other, right? So in our understanding of shalom, you know, so the malach of Eish, the malach of Maim, getting along with each other, you should end up with lukewarm water with no fire, right? Because the malach of Mayim will put out the Eish, and the malach of Eish will warm up the water. So you don't have a malach of Eish, you don't have a malach of water anymore, because the water will boil out, and the fire will be put out. But there's still a malach of Eish, still a malach of Mayim, right? Shalom doesn't mean that the malach of Eish became Ois, the malach of Eish, and the malach of Mayim became Ois. But they found a way to coexist, even though they still exist what they are. Like Shalom Bayis doesn't mean that, you know, that one of the spouses just gives in all the time, and therefore there's no longer two spouses. There's a master and an eved. That's not shalom. I mean, there's no fighting, right? You know, the machlokes is not bad in that sense. You know, kol machloshi the shem shemayim several liskayim. That's a bad bracha. I would think better several that should come to shalom. Why is it several liskayim? Mishnah says it as a milah, right? Right. The person, each person is Russian gave them certain tikkunas and certain characters, and that's what they have to generate who they are. The kutz of shalom is even after that to be able to be with shalom other people, even after you're not denying who you are, etc. The husband, a couple, the husband, the man comes in with his miles and his, you know, his tikkunas, the woman comes, and they're different, and they do things differently, and they can still coexist peacefully with each other. That's the challenge of shalom. It's a mistake that people make when they come to shalom. So you think, being right after shalom doesn't mean that the goal over here is to be a shmata. You know, walk all over me, and I come, whatever I am, I just tell him about it, I'm no longer Eli Reingold, you know, my name is shmata, and I'm putting a big sign, I am a shmata, well, please walk on me, you know. The other hand, to find the kayachas and nefesh to be able to say, I can still be who I am and still do it in a way which is pleasant enough and respectful enough that the other person will respect my space and feel that I'm respecting their space and will feel comfortable with each other, that's right, because part of it, the challenges is, I believe a lot of the challenges when we feel threatened, so we react. First, you know, person thinks that who they are is in danger, they react strongly. If a person has enough confidence and understanding that they can be who they are no matter what, they're not threatened, so they can be busy focusing on respecting another individual. By doing so, they'll create a space where they feel comfortable, and then you can continue. Again, it doesn't work all the time, you know, some, you know, extreme scenarios, etc. But many scenarios, right? So I expected that person to respect me and to give me, you know, he's not. So I'm under attack. When under attack, we tense up. We respond the way that we don't want to respond. We regret how we responded. We damage a relationship. We can't take it back. There's this whole cascade of events which take place, which, if I said, you know what, I just had a conversation with the Rebbe this morning. You know, says, so a boy came over to him and says, you know, I don't like the way you say shir. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me. I can let loose all things. He says, you know, I'm so happy, so comfortable sharing his emotions. Like, great. What's he saying? I know what I am. I know what I'm doing. I know. I understand what my goal is. And I'm very comfortable with that. I don't feel threatened because a teenage boy tells me that I don't know how to give shir. So I can be busy focusing on what does this child need. How can I make him feel more comfortable and make him do better? But if I'm going to feel threatened or attacked, so I'm going to defend myself, it's not going to go well. So the goal of being right about the shalom, many times the real way to do it is simply by being comfortable being different. Because we are different. That's not the point. But I'm very comfortable with that. I don't have to be like you. You don't have to be like me. It's totally fine. So now that I'm totally comfortable with it, I can focus solely on what your needs are. So I'm being right of shalom in that sense. I'm focusing solely on what your needs are. Because I don't feel my needs are threatened. Usually the way we'll maintain ourselves is by busy protecting my needs. So when I'm busy protecting my needs, he's protecting his needs. The result is not the result will be machlokes. You know, all I'm doing is trying to protect my needs. And many, if we could flip it around, it would be the opposite. Okay.